Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Game Array podcast. This is Tim alongside Justin.
How's it going, everybody?
Okay, everybody. And this week we are discussing witchcraft and witch hunting. And brother, we are only going to be scratching the surface of this topic because Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, there's a fucking ton. So much. Like, we are not hitting both of these topics. Like, these are both two separate episodes, man.
Yeah, really, it's just an informational one, this time.
But yeah, it's more like generalized information.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to get more detail-orientated when we...
We're going to have to revisit them.
It's one of those just topics to get like a baseline kind of thing going.
It's one of those topics where it's so fucking mind-blowing, the stuff that happened.
Barbaric too, man. I mean, like,
it's brutal. It was absolutely brutal, man. These dudes were no joke.
Yeah, they did not fuck around. Didn't matter what, if you, I'm guilty, I'm not guilty. Well, you're guilty.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't matter.
Did not matter to them in the slightest.
No. I mean, so I think to start off, what we have to do is kind of just talk about what witchcraft really is, right? What is it defined?
Yeah, that's
as?
Probably the best spot.
Yeah. So I mean, witchcraft out. Was traditionally, you know, it's the means of using magic or supernatural powers, right? Traditionally, though, it was said that, you know, people that did this were using it to harm people.
Yeah.
Right. But that is definitely a bit of a misnomer. And just
it's definitely overgeneralizing.
Yeah,
because you had the black witches, which were the ones that were causing hexes, and you had the white witches were like the ones, healing and
were the white witches
protective. Yeah, they definitely didn't matter if you were a good, you know, good or bad on that side. They didn't care.
It didn't matter. I mean, because a lot of them are using it for good, keeping in touch with nature and like the fucking moon and shit. Yeah.
Like, you know? The more modern ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all they ever talk about. I'm a white witch. I'm a Wicca even. Yeah. Like, that's actually what it's called.
A Wicca.
Well, no, they call themselves witches, but like the religion in a sense is Wicca.
Yeah, but even I think even that has been sensationalized in flicks. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Like The Craft and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
That's actually exactly the movie I was thinking of, man.
Yeah, it was The Craft. And, you know, they got all the... isn't it like they got all the shit they wanted, but of course it was like some sort of like monkey paw agreement where you got what you wanted, but like it would turn on you in a certain way.
I think the problem is, I think there was four of them.
Yeah, there was four.
And three of them were starting to go bad.
For all the cardinal directions.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's the reason. It's been a long time.
No, I'm telling
you. Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
I think three of them went bad, and the fourth one had to take them down. Because they were trying to kill
her. The fourth one, that chick, the only... God, and what was her name? Like, Felerica Lockhart? What was her name?
Yeah, you got me, dude.
The main chick. She was in, like, the Bobby Boucher movie and all that. But I like the one was in End of Days, so she kind of got typecast a little bit.
Yeah,
and with Schwarzenegger, you know. But the thing is regardless, is that, you know, those were the kind of witches that we're used to being.
Yeah, you're always used to seeing the black witch.
Yeah, like the ones that
you
are
very
doing it
rarely
bad.
Ever see. I think, like, the latest movie I can remember is Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, I think like Charmed.
They had
and stuff,
white.
They were like,
yeah,
good. They were good.
And then you had like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and whatnot.
I forgot about Sabrina. Yeah. But then they redid it and it was kind of badass.
Yeah, dude, it was way darker, but it was still good show.
The White Witch gets
overlooked a lot because they're not Hollywood friendly. If you want to think in terms of like movies and TV shows.
Well, it's the same with Aliens.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're never gonna see the helpful alien.
Yeah, if you saw like when the Day the Earth Stood Still remake with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, he was kind of a good one, but he was still there. He was still there to destroy the Earth.
Yeah,
because we were assholes, and he was 100% right.
Yeah,
and we had it coming, you know. But of course, the good of humanity wins out at the end of the day. Like, we convinced them not to do it, you know? But I mean, so even like anthropologists have applied the term witchcraft to like similar beliefs and cult practices described by many non-European cultures. And the witch hunt stuff was definitely in the beginning a large part in the European countries.
Oh yeah, 100%, dude. Like,
it was widespread.
You know, Germany, France, England, all them guys really took to it and ran.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing we're not going to talk about in this episode is the Salem witch trials.
No, that's the witch trials like that, man. They deserve their own
episode
dedicated just to them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they were fucking brutal, man. Even, I mean, for like hundreds of years, it happened.
Yeah,
it hundreds and hundreds of years. It's ridiculous. Like how long it really took place. And I think a lot of people, when they think about the witch, you know, witch hunts and stuff like that, they think of Salem.
Oh yeah, dude. Like they don't think about, because that one has like a name attached to it.
Yeah.
A very famous name attached to it.
Right.
The witch hunts in general were just going on in the background.
Yeah. They were still happening.
You could be sitting there, especially way back then, you could just be sitting there, mind your own business. All of a sudden, just a crowd of people come in.
And yeah.
Because, you know, your neighbor wanted your land. Nope, now you're a witch.
Yeah.
You know, or he got caught he or she got caught in some sort of infidelity. Oh, so-and-so
put a hex on him.
Possessed me to do it and stuff like that.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if I could... Like if all it took for me, instead of building my credit, was to accuse somebody whose house I really liked of being a witch, and I could get the house, I would fucking do it in a minute.
I would. Man, I got a lot of my neighbors around here have real nice houses, man.
Yeah, I'm like, brother, that motherfucker is a witch, or in a warlock.
Yeah,
which sounds way more Burn badass. Em. It sounds way more badass than a witch.
Yeah,
warlock. Yeah, that just sounds...
Well, to me, dude, like, Warlock dope. Always kind of brings up necromancer feelings.
Yeah.
That's probably the gamer in me more than anything, but...
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's the fucking uber nerd coming out. World
of Warcraft coming out.
Yep. Yeah, it's the uber nerd coming out. So, I mean, one of the earliest accounts of witches, though, was from the Bible. And I didn't know this until I started doing...
I knew they referenced them. I didn't know there was a...
Yeah, there's like
a story about him, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was in the book of Samuel, right? It was written somewhere between 931 and 721 BC. You know how time goes backwards, apparently?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Dude, it's still hard to kind of wrap my mind around. I'm like, it keeps going backwards.
Hey, man, you know it's year one, right? Yeah, but I'm 32. Like, it's a pain in the ass having to count back.
Yeah, I mean, so he, yeah, I know, I hate it. I don't like talking about it because it's just, it throws me off. But so, like, there's this dude, his name was King Saul, which right off the bat sounds Italian.
Yeah.
King Saul.
King Saul. Know?
He went, and wait till you hear this. He went to the Witch of Endor. So he went in like
a little 3 foot.
Yeah,
furry creature running around.
Yeah, he was in like an X-wing. He flew out to the forest, moved to Endor to talk to this witch. And so, what he was trying to do though is that he wanted to summon Samuel's soul, the prophet Samuel, to help fight and defeat the Philistine army. That was the big bad guy in the Bible. Huh. You know what I mean? It was the Philistines.
I feel like that. Like, what the hell is a ghost going to do against an army?
Hey, he had, you know, supernatural powers.
Ah, fair enough. He was a prophet or something.
Yeah, right? He was a prophet. He wrote the book.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. I don't know enough about the Bible to know if he was actually a prophet, but it just sounds good to say that he was a fucking prophet, you know?
Yeah, me neither, dude.
I just assume that they were all prophets.
You know, if your name's in the book, odds are
I just assumed that that's what it was. And in the Bible, it's actually stated in there that you're not allowed to let a witch to live And that can be found in the book of Exodus, where it says, thou shall not suffer a witch to live.
Yeah. The best book.
Yeah, Exodus.
The Bible.
Yeah, the metal band wrote that. Exodus. That's actually their famous song. Thou shall not allow a witch to live. You never heard that?
No. No, I don't.
No, really got, to him. I made that up.
Oh, fair enough. I bought a Hill Climb Sacred.
I made that up right off the top. Yeah, I just made that up. That's not true. And I mean, so during that period, though, so many pagan religions at the time were thought to be some form of witchcraft, and therefore was condemned by, you know, the Catholic Church at the time.
Yeah, I mean, every last the especially the Celts, man, because they,
well, they were pagan for real. Like there, that was.
Yeah, like they had blood gods and moon gods and all kinds of things, man.
God almighty. It would a simpler time just to say that everything was due to some form of deity. Everything was related.
Polytheism was like the best kind of religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's raining, it's the rain god.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rain god was mad at you. He needed, you know. He let you have some rain for your crops.
Yeah.
Then you go to one god and, oh, it's raining. He must be pissed at somebody.
Yeah, you know? It's so simple.
Yeah.
It was such a simpler time to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's like during like the mid, late 1400s area.
Yeah.
That's when like the witchcraft and like witch hysteria really took place in Europe, man.
Yeah. It was, I would say hysteria is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, it was just
they went fucking bananas, yeah, man. They went bananas. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a shit ton of people got accused of being witches, right?
Right.
So the court, you know, under torture pretty often, right? These people confessed to being a witch or practicing witchcraft.
Right. And that's how they got
the accused of like guilty,
right?
And because you wouldn't just say, you know, they wouldn't just take no, I'm not a witch,
right?
Even if you were, you weren't going to admit it, and these guys weren't looking for the truth,
right?
You know, they wanted you dead over just being called a witch. That's all you need. That's all they needed,
right?
And you know, a lot of the people, you know, they confess, even though, like I said, even if they were innocent.
Yeah,
they just wanted the pain to stop.
Well, I mean, when you're having fucking blades and all kinds of crazy shit dug into you for hours and hours and hours, and they're just
days.
It's the same now. Like if like the military was to torture somebody.
Yeah. Well, there's actually
eventually they're gonna tell you what you want to know, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, just to get it to stop.
Absolutely. But
there is actually one thing I can't remember the name of it. It's a kind under torture and investigation and everything, eventually, if you crack somebody, they'll start to believe that they're actually guilty of it and that they need, especially in the witch hunts, these people would eventually start to believe, not all of them, of course, but
right.
a bunch of, they'd start to believe that they were actually guilty of it and that the pain and the fire and all the death was their way of repenting for their sins.
Like purifying them.
Exactly.
Yeah. What a fucked way of going about it.
Oh yeah.
God,
no doubt about that, dude.
Jesus. I mean, it's just the level of human, what's the word I'm looking for, man? Because brutality almost doesn't even do it justice.
That's about as close as you're gonna get to it.
Like though. Horrific acts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That people were capable of in the name of fear. It's 100% fear.
Yeah, especially back then.
Yeah.
It was just, dude, the level of they didn't give a fuck about people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't care. They were tearing families apart. You know, a peasant could be accused of it just as much as a noble could.
Yeah.
It was just everybody was.
You were on, everybody was a suspect.
Yeah, you were on the chopping block,
mm-hmm.
especially back then.
How do you even live your life? You know what I mean? Like, how do you go about
it's an amazing how some of these people were were able to be born, raised, and died without being accused of being one. Of course, it was easier if you were a man.
Everything is.
Yeah.
Everything's a thousand times easier if you're
a man. Especially during these witch hunts, dude, like the vast majority of them were female.
Think like, about this.
Like very few men actually were.
Well, almost they were any accused, period but, in time. Almost yeah. any period in time. Pick one. I don't care what time period it was. Men were always the ones doing the most horrific things.
Hands down.
Always. Hands down. You know what I mean? Always.
But see, a lot of men got accused of being.
And women always were the victims.
Yeah, they always caught the short end of the stick on that one.
Yes.
But like a lot of men were accused of being witches, but not a lot of them actually got through to the full conviction of it, you know.
Right.
A lot of times they claim, oh, I was bewitched by so-and-so and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But dude, especially like around a century or so, get back on track here.
Yeah.
After like the real hysteria kind of kicked in,
mm-hmm.
the witch hunts are becoming way more commonplace. Like you never daily, knew, yeah. you never knew when they were coming, but you knew they were coming.
Right. It was just eventually, a matter of time.
Yeah. Eventually a witch hunter would show up to your town. You know, it was just a matter of when.
Yeah.
And most of the accused were either executed were being executed.
Yeah.
By either being hanged or burned at the stake.
That seems to be the traditional method.
Yeah. I gotta say, if I had to pick one, I'd
hang me.
Hang me and hope I snap my neck on the way down. Yeah.
Dude, God, man. But the thing too is, I think the worst part of it was that even when they were hung or burned at the stake, I mean, like people were like watching.
Oh yeah,
there'd be crowds.
Even think about like when people got beheaded, especially yeah. in France loved beheading motherfuckers. Like there hundreds of people watching you, chanting, like cheering for them.
Yeah, it's so fucking weird. Like that was just like a thing to do.
Because you couldn't go watch Netflix. You had to go watch the local beggar get hung for being a witch. You know?
Yeah, it's brutal. It was so like the whole time period was brutal.
Period. There's no way about it. There was nothing good was happening.
No,
back then it wasn't one good thing.
The goddamn plague.
Yeah, everything. Was whooping their asses.
I think this was a time I might be making this up, but wasn't it around the time of the Crusades too, or was that later or earlier? I think that might have been earlier.
I can't remember. I want to say 1300s, but I might be way off.
But it was close.
Yeah.
And so it was like boom, 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 boom. One just shitty thing after the other.
Another after another after another.
It's amazing humanity has survived.
Yeah, especially everything we've done to it, to ourselves.
Yeah. Can you imagine the population if some of this never happened, though?
Oh, you think it's a way, lot.
You think it's like a lot now.
If the plague hadn't taken out, what was it, a third of Europe?
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Probably be sitting on more like 9 billion instead of 7. Oof. 9, 10 billion.
Yeah, we'd be in big trouble, man.
But, dude, the weird, like, weird, funny, however you want to look at it, was that in 1542, right?
Yeah.
There was actually a law put in place just for witches.
Okay.
But it's due by King Henry VIII.
Right. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Not the greatest of people either.
Mm-mm.
But dude, the cool part was it actually got repealed 5 years after it was put in 1547.
Okay.
So somewhere somebody was able to convince
that it was crazy. Yeah, that it was crazy.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, it was reinstated in 1562.
Of course it was.
Yeah. It was a new act that it was pretty much the same thing. Like it was a new act. They were talking about something else and they just tagged the witchcraft one back into it. So
yeah,
started right back up.
It's not that long of a period of time in between these things. You know what I mean? Like
no, hysteria like 5 years, don't die like that. Five, 10, 12 years in between each other.
Back in these days, that shit was real. To them, it was real. You know, it was a very real thing. It was legitimate
yeah, there was legitimate witches,
yeah,
stealing children, killing children, casting spells,
yeah, hexing people balls and stuff to where they couldn't have kids, or
yeah,
you know, they come out deformed and shit, you know, like,
all working towards Satan's greater plan.
God almighty.
And that shit was like just real.
Yeah.
It was no, that was a reality for him.
Yeah. Jesus.
Just like, you know, cars are for us nowadays, you know, just it's there.
Mm. You can say that about so many things for us.
Well, I was choosing something nice and common, you know, that everyone.
It's as common as $5 a fucking gallon for gas.
Cool. Tell me about it, man. I'm not even good. But dude, honestly, it really doesn't, it's not much of a surprise.
No.
That most of these people were women, like we just talked about.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that at all.
A lot of them were homemakers. There was one account where one of the witch hunters would be like, if she owns a broom, she's a witch. I was like, well,
isn't that an exaggeration? Like almost all, is that an exaggeration or is that a real story?
No, that's like a real story, dude. Like, it was like if they have like a broom, I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh my goodness.
Especially back then, you know, women, that's what they did. They were homemakers. Most of them had a fucking broom. Like, insane shit that was going on back then.
Yes. Of course they had brooms. Well, I don't know. I also went, every time I imagine the time period, I just imagined everything is filthy.
It was.
You know, like yeah. Everything is filthy all the time.
You're sweeping your dirt floor, essentially. Yeah. <I'm> like
I can't keep it clean no matter what I do.
No matter what, I'm down the bedrock. It's just of course, dude, you know, like women always caught the short end of that stick, dude.
Yeah. Man. Yep.
At that time, dude, it was essentially just a crime to be a woman.
That's what it seems like.
Like,
that's what it seems like. That was like, if you were a guy and let's say you're trying to like advance on a woman and she didn't reciprocate.
Witch. Yep. She got something else going on.
Witch. Now that's, like, I'm not great at handling rejection in any form, but holy shit, man. I never accused anybody of being a witch and then try to get him to,
yeah, then try to get him killed
by burning at a fucking stake, you know, or putting giant boulders on top of them until their fucking heads popped.
Yeah, you know, I mean, dude, just the torture devices alone they had.
It's
insane.
Yeah, it's absolutely
just think about like
horrific.
A couple of them do, you know, drawn and quartered.
Yeah, God, man, that was probably in Russia.
That was all over the fucking place.
Didn't they do that a lot in Russia?
I'm sure they did a lot, but yeah,
I'm sure they did a lot of stupid shit in Russia. I'm sure.
I like to think of Germany as more of the drawn and quartered kind of people. You know,
they got the gumption.
Actually, to be honest, dude, it's Spain. Did a lot more of that shit than anybody else, but that's different time period.
Right. Well, I mean, in 1486, though.
Yeah.
Right, because it's good to be specific with these kind of events. There was a book written by two well-known Germans at the time. His name was Heinrich Kramer, who was an inquisitor, right, of the Catholic Church, which just means...
named Jerry.
He's a fucking... Yeah, this is like his wacky neighbor. It just like Heinrich Kramer just came over and borrowed a bunch of his shit all the time.
It rained in his house.
Ate all his food. But he was an inquisitor of the Catholic Church, which basically meant that he accused fucking people of being shit.
You know, and he was untouchable on top of that.
Yeah, like you're a witch, you're a Satanist, you're in league with, you know, the devil, that kind of shit.
Yep.
The dude was also a professor of theology at the University of...
Yeah. Multitask in case hunting doesn't.
Yeah, he's got something to fall back on.
Yeah.
He was a professor of theology at the University of Salzburg in Austria. Right. Which I still get confused. Is Austria a part of Germany? Are they considered German? They're Austrian, right?
I think they're from. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're from German descent. I think they're.
Because wasn't Hitler from Austria? He was from Austria.
Guess as good as mine on that one.
I guess it didn't have a law like we have in America, where like you have to be born in America to become president. You know what I mean? They didn't have that rule. You can just be like from anywhere, as long as you had an idea.
Well, I mean, back then, enough. You mean all you had to do is be like, "Yeah, I'm German."
Yeah, I guess what could
you
they
say?
Do?
Like, and then if you try to look into my history, I'm gonna kill you. So there's not much anyone could say to him about that.
So, like, but he wasn't alone, right? So he wrote the book, and he also had another guy, Jacob Sprenger, who was dude. These guys were like big deals. This guy was a dean of the University of Cologne, right?
Yeah, just to show the mentality of the people of the time.
Right. Like, these were academics. Huge. These were academics, man. These were academics. And I wrote a book called The Malus Maleficarum. All right. So this book was...
That just seems
like devious and...
Ominous.
Ominous. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, too.
Like the Necronomicon. Nothing good is in that
The
book.
Necronomicon Ex Mortis. That's what this sounds like. The Malus Maleficarum. It is a dope name, though.
Yeah, I'll give
fucking
that.
Love it. I love the name of that book.
It is a cool name. I'll give him that. But
like, I'm not really on board with what happened after because of that book.
But yeah, that's
a sweet
thousands
name.
Of people died.
That's a sweet name. And the surname for the book, like the other name for it, was Hammer of Witches, which is also a badass name.
It's a bad, yeah.
If but that's what you're going for.
Doesn't, yeah. I mean, hey, at least they put right there up front, this is what the book's about.
We're going to hammer some fucking witches.
Yeah, we're about to fuck witches up, dude.
Yeah. Like, they've made no bones about it.
This is exactly what this book is about.
Yeah.
The book. And again, remember, these two are academics.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, nowadays, you know, like academics are going for human rights. Back then, the academics were like, "Yo, how many more rights can we take from people?"
Yeah,
you know, like this was.
They
bad.
Were just as afraid. They were just as afraid as anybody.
Yeah,
you know, of nothing, essentially. You know what I mean? They were afraid of essentially falsehoods.
Yeah,
you know,
make
the academics.
You know,
I mean, so the book was used to identify witches. Hunt them down and interrogate them.
Yeah, it was like a step by step.
Yep. It had three parts. Yeah. Like how to identify them, how to go and get them. And then once you do have them, how to try them and how to fucking torture them until they admitted what they were doing. Right. I mean, it's no small wonder, though, that the book came from Germany.
Yeah. Damn
who
Germans.
Had by far, well, I mean, they were written by Germans, right? But who had, so it's not surprising it came from fucking Germany.
Yeah.
But they by far had the most cases of witchcraft executions at that time. I mean, by far, like a lot. Like Germany went nuts, as they do.
Well, dude, I mean, even think like German literature, especially back then, was kind of darker.
It was.
Yeah, like the Brothers Grimm, I think, were Germans, and not one of those fairy tales ended nicely.
No.
Yeah, no, those were like legit, like the fairy tales you think of now, like everybody died.
It's clear to me that the Germans were never like a kind of
happy-go-lucky,
like chilled out group of humans.
they were pretty aggressive at all times.
They were never like, you know, come hang out with us, you know what I mean? They were never a Netflix and chill kind of group, you know what I mean?
No.
They're always looking to fucking stomp somebody. Always. So like you know what's funny though is that like Ireland at the time had the least amount, which I think,
yeah, see, that kind of makes sense.
Heritage though, that goes to their heritage though.
Yeah,
I think
because they had pagan religions or religion, I should say. So it's not, you wouldn't see witches in everybody. Of course the witch is more of like the church's definition of what they were doing.
Right.
So they wouldn't see somebody the church would see as a witch.
When I
They'd
think
see
of
a practitioner.
When I think of the word pagan, I think of like Ireland and shit like that. Like that's, you know, those like old school England.
Yeah, the Vikings and stuff like that.
Yeah, those are what I think of when I think of pagan anyway. I mean, so the book labeled witchcraft as a heresy to the church, made it easily for Catholics and Protestants to call out witches, you know, living among them and the regular population around them, right?
Yeah.
So like we were talking about before, like this book made everybody a suspect, essentially.
Yeah. There's not one person that's above this book right now.
Dude, when the Malus Maleficarum was released, okay, for over 100 years, it was the best-selling book, only beat out by the fucking Bible. That's insane. Dude,
that's impressive if you think about it.
100 years.
That's a hell of a run.
That book was flying off shelves.
Although, to be fair, back then, there was 5 books. So...
And it took them, yeah, like 6 months to write each book.
Yeah.
Because it had all like that fancy writing and shit in it.
Yeah, like, yeah, you had to have a monk locked up in a room for just 6 to 8 months just writing it.
Pumping out the same book over and over and over again. So between 1486 and 1600, right?
Yeah.
Like the work, though, went through 28 editions.
Like Jesus, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
And you know, I mean, it's 114
years, but you know what I mean? It's still a lot.
Still, that's a lot. And you know, not one of them were good. Well, I mean, it wasn't like, hey guys, let's chill out, and like kind of relax on the witches.
You know what I think it was? Is that they were making additions, like different additions to fit new scenarios. To accuse people of these things.
Yeah, they started running out of people to accuse.
Yes.
So now we got to figure out a new way.
Yeah, one group was they kind of fucking wiped out essentially, and like, all right, well now we got to like figure something else out.
Now
we got
to go to this new country or whatever. None of them are doing what the book says.
Just kept happening, and they had to have somebody to blame. So yeah. They used the most popular book besides the goddamn Bible. You know,
famines and plagues and shit like that coming through. So
right,
because sanitation wasn't exactly high in the.
I mean, the book was accepted by Catholics and Protestants as the authority, and like on information and a guide to defending themselves against Satanism and it's the, you know, the forces of darkness.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Now, if memory serves, Protestants and Catholics don't usually get along with each other. Or am I wrong on that?
I don't. Yes. I don't know.
Like, I might be wrong. I'm not big on religion, but I feel like it's a pretty big deal if those two are agreeing on something.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. It's probably pretty rare.
Yeah. But, dude, like, some of the, like, the ways these people were tortured, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was just... like I said, just brutal, inhumane. You know, like, they just did not give a fuck. You know, one method these inquisitors would use was bind your hand and feet and throw them into the water.
Uh-huh.
And if you sank, you were innocent. So essentially, if you drowned, you were innocent.
Yeah, so you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, and if you floated, well, you're a witch. So either way, you were dying.
Oh, it's good to know the witches are buoyant.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever in a shipwreck, find the person who looks the most like a witch.
And just pedal that bitch to the shore.
But, dude, a lot of these things do, like that trial by fire.
Yeah.
You know, either way, you weren't coming out good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were fucked either way, man.
Yeah. No matter what happened to you, you were screwed.
Yeah.
And obviously, with this, you know, with the water test, you died either way. Like, you were going to die either way.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, if you drowned, you got off easy. Essentially.
Yeah.
You know.
Fucked.
Yeah, no matter what, dude. But, you know, probably the worst one out of the, you know, in my opinion anyways, was what they would do is that they'd lay a board over you. They'd lay you on the ground.
Uh-huh.
They put a board on you and put increasingly heavier loads of rocks on you. They press you to death.
Jesus, dude.
Like just boulder after boulder after boulder.
That sounds so boring.
Maybe for the person putting the boulders on. I can't imagine it's a it's a dull day for the person laying down.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not having fun.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there were stories where some of these people were actually asking for more weight because it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
So they could die faster.
Jesus.
Just keep adding weight, because they knew they weren't getting out.
Right. Yeah, they had nowhere to go. And they weren't going to let them go.
No, no. They were dead anyway, so might as well hurry up and finish the take me out of my misery, essentially. Yeah. Dude, and one of the kind of more fucked up ways these witch hunters would use to find people is they'd use this fake retractable blade.
Are you sure? So they were faking it.
Yeah. Jesus. First of all, I guess good on them for understanding retractable blades back then, especially these dumbasses running around.
That's a little more clever than I would like to give them credit for.
Yeah. And the whole thing too is like, you know, they put it on somebody, and if the blade didn't penetrate their skin, that was a sign they were a witch. It was also like, oh, hey, they didn't feel the pain. This is where the devil touched them, kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
So they can't feel pain where the devil has left his mark.
That's still, but then that's just murder.
That's all it was. I think a lot of these dudes must have understood eventually that not every one of those people were innocent. They had to know they were murdering people.
Yeah, no, I agreed. I mean, it's flat out murder. You're making it up. Now you're making it up.
Yeah, when you're doing tricks like that, it's because you ran out of witches to accuse. So now you're just finding people.
But the thing is, too, is that I'm sure they had
a bloodlust.
Multiple other ways that they just fucking lied about it and made it up.
Yeah. Yeah, there was an agenda.
What was the agenda, you think?
Well, it wouldn't be, I think the witch hunters, I mean, you got to imagine that, at least in their minds, what they were doing was right.
Yeah, I think a lot of they serial were fighting, killers feel that way, too.
Yeah. I think in their minds, they were fighting the forces of evil. But the way they went about it
was evil.
Yeah, it was evil, exactly. There's no other way to put it. You know, dude, so rampant, right, was the fear of witches back then. Again, in Germany.
Of course.
Let's not, we can't forget about them. There were towns there that once the witch hunters came through, there were reports that literally there wasn't a single woman left alive in the village after they left. Every last one of them was tortured and killed.
Ah, dude. So
entire villages were wiped out of women.
That'd be some pissed off dudes in that town.
Especially, the Germans aren't actually known to be happy people. So
still, though, I mean,
now you take away the women, there's nothing left.
There's no V to be found anywhere. No. Good.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Like, some of this shit just went, like, they just went insane with it, man.
Dude, it's like unbelievable. I was like, dude,
even. Like back then, they're like, how can you justify, like, listen, I think this whole town is infested with witches. Every single woman in this town is a witch. Like, how does that process?
How do you sell that?
Yeah, how do you sell it on the sons and the husbands and the fathers that every single one of the people they're related to are witches?
That's what I'm saying. How is it even possible that you in some towns, maybe, okay, 100, 200.
Yeah.
I don't think they were as densely populated as they are now.
No,
you know what I mean?
A couple hundred at
times. But if you went to like a bigger town with 1,000, 2,000 people, 3,000 people.
How do you convince every single man?
Yeah.
Every single woman. And that's just, dude, you know what?
You're not convincing the women, brother. You're not convincing the women.
No, you're not. That just speaks to the hold Christianity had on these people at the time.
And fear and panic.
Yeah. But still, like, I just don't get how you convince an entire town that every single woman needs to die.
Very carefully.
I guess probably, honestly, and probably didn't. ask permission.
Very tactful. Yeah, they'd be very tactful.
I think they just started. I think they just started slaughtering people. And eventually they're like, wait a minute, there's like five chicks left and all of them are being questioned right now. Like, this isn't good.
I mean, but it's like, it's people's wives and sisters and daughters.
Exactly.
And, you know, their nieces and their third cousins and all kinds of shit. I just don't get how you let it happen. At what point are you like, this is going too far? Like, we've gone too far.
Yeah. Well, I think that's because, like, the witch hunters would almost be untouchable because they go like against their word would be going by against the word. Yeah,
the church.
Yeah. To defy them would essentially be defying the church.
Correct.
And back then, like, one of the worst things that could happen to you was being excommunicated.
Yeah.
Like, you lost, like, your soul was damned forever if you were excommunicated.
I don't know, man. Still seems better than being hung or put giant fucking rocks on top of you until you died.
Yeah, but I think that speaks to their mentality at the time.
Or being burned at the fucking stake like you're a fucking s'more, you know, like a s'more.
Yeah,
or something.
Like, some of them would rather die than let that happen. Of course, none of the people who got killed wanted that. You know what I mean? But
no, I don't think they did.
These people were so afraid all the time.
Like, the I'm kind of nervous now. Like, it was so insane.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple women, and I would love to be like, that bitch is a witch.
Burner. Dude, I had a friend of mine. All right. Real quick story on this. Friend of mine back when I was like about 17, 18 years old.
Yes.
Went over to his house one day. And his mom introduces herself. Like, hey, I'm Barbara. I'm like, hey, how you doing? It's like, oh, by the way, I'm a witch.
Okay.
Excuse me. I thought that shit was make-believe. I didn't think people actually did that for real.
Did you mean to say wizard? Are you a wizard? No, a wizard.
You're a wizard, Barbara.
You're a wizard.
No, and...
Ex million pits.
No, one day, I don't even know what brought it up. I went over to his house a few times. And she's like, I cast a spell on you. I'm like, I don't think that you can. But anyway, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you're wrong. And she's like, I got special potions and concoctions. I can make you itch. I got a powder that'll make you itch. I was like, is that the pine cone stuff that, like, the itching powder that you could buy from, like, a joke shop?
Like, yeah, like Spencer's Gifts. Like,
I was like, I don't think that's witch stuff. I think I could literally go out to the forest right now and get the same stuff.
Yeah, I can go upstairs in your attic and rub the fucking Owens Corning isolation, you know what I mean, insulation all over me and be fucking itchy too.
Yeah, it's just, dude, like, because I've watched a lot that was, if you've ever watched like a interview with a witch, first of all, they're all white witches.
It's so hokey.
And yeah, it's just, it's hard to watch.
It's very difficult to watch because you just can't take them serious, man. You cannot take them seriously.
No. And it's just like,
it's okay, a drastic difference. You know what I mean? It's a big difference between what we were just talked about, where they took that shit literally deadly serious.
Yeah. Now,
and now you're just like,
if you walked up to a stranger and said, hey, man, I'm a witch, I'll cast a spell on you.
They'd be like, you
better
get out
of my damn face.
You can beat up for something like that. Yeah. You can beat up for something like that. It was
like with that dude, like when she told me, she's like, I'm a white witch. And I was like, then why are you threatening?
Yeah.
And itching powder of all things. Like,
I mean, did she
do something to me? Do something interesting. Yeah.
She just started saying it for no reason. Like, she's just like, dude, hey, man. Like,
no joke. It was the first interaction I ever had with her.
Maybe she didn't like your aura.
Yeah. My aura was purple, not blue like she wanted it. So,
yeah. She felt
threatened.
Like a nice teal. You know, it's still so impossible to take seriously, man.
Dude, I mean, like, dude, even watching some of these interviews with them, it's like, oh my god.
But like I said, I do believe, and I've said this before, like, will does have some sort of magic power to it, you know what I mean? And it's that old adage that you know, magic is just science that's been undiscovered, hasn't been proved yet
or something like that. Yeah, I know how
it's like technologies.
Well, because people
indistinguishable from magic.
People 300 years ago would consider it magic that we've gone to space and back.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'd have been burned at the stake, the astronauts, when they got back.
Yeah, yeah. There wouldn't have been. Still, it's just some of it's just.
There's some dude. Like I said, there's some women. There's some dudes too. I wouldn't mind being like, I'm a dude's a fucking witch.
Yeah, let's get him out of here. Yeah.
Jesus. All right, man. Well, I think that's it. I think we covered it as far as up to around the 1600s or so.
Yeah, there's definitely, dude, there is so much more. Like we said at the beginning,
we got to go across we got to go across the ocean over to good old America because it was rampant over here, too.
Yeah, and I said, man, we've only touched, like, barely scratched the surface on this.
Like, how did it get over here? Yeah, I wonder.
Oh, I mean, there was boats coming back and forth periodically, you know, eventually
like screaming like witch, witch the whole fucking way over.
Yeah, they were even, you know, over here, dude, I mean, they were just as religious as anybody else.
Yes, yeah,
they saw the witch. And then a witch, to me, was like the easy excuse to get out of shit.
Yes.
Yeah. You did something fucked up, blame a witch. Who's the witch? Chick over there.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, let me know how that works. I promise to come visit you in the mental institution.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for joining us.
Definitely.
Yeah, be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Gamma Ray Podcast, and follow us on YouTube. I will admit we're a little bit behind in the YouTube videos, but we will catch those up.
Yeah, they always take a little longer to get out.
It's a lot longer to edit those stupid things. But, you know, thanks again for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Catch you later.
Bye, y'all.